The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The bromance of two of America's most controversial figures has come to a shuddering end. Elon Musk and US President Donald Trump have come to social media blows after Musk criticized Trump's new tax bill. Here to discuss this further is law lecturer at the University of Galway, Larry Donnelly. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Larry, there's obviously two sides to this. One is the soap opera salacious spectacle of the two guys slinging it out on social media. The other is the implications politically and for the US, which are significant because Elon Musk, apart from anything else, is one of the largest Republican donors and put $250 million of his own money and the weight of his social media platform behind them in the last election. Losing him would be significant.
Yeah, it certainly would. And I think that's why some in the Trump orbit, especially those in the congressional Republican orbit, were desperately trying to get some sort of ceasefire yesterday. Because, again, as you say, he pumped so much money in. And they saw one of the messages he posted on X yesterday, which was about a new third party, something different than Democrats and Republicans. And of course, that's been a hill that very many have died on in American history. But when you have somebody with as much money as Elon Musk, then you can't dismiss it out of hand. So that's why there were a lot of panic stations yesterday in some circles, desperately trying to bring this thing to an end. But of course, it got ratcheted up again when Musk was talking about the Epstein files and Trump's role in all of that. And obviously, that would have incensed Donald Trump. So where this spat will ultimately turn out, who knows personally between the two men. But as you say, the longer term political ramifications here could be significant.
Will Donald Trump feel that he misplayed Musk's departure? Because it is, what, a week since there was the presentation of the gold key and Trump spending time lauding Musk and lauding his achievements in the Oval Office. That sort of pins his colors to the mast, or we thought it did.
Yeah, it was a tricky one, I think, in many ways for Trump, in that obviously he wanted to keep Musk on side. But at the same time, there are a couple of things at work here. Musk has never been popular. A lot of Trump's inner circle would have said, why do you have this guy around? The American people don't really like him. What's more, you had the revelations about Musk's purported massive drug abuse last year and perhaps on an ongoing basis. We don't know. But at any rate, allegations that he was consuming drugs. And Trump, at a very personal level, really, really despises that. And lastly, you have Trump desperately wanting to get his so-called big, beautiful bill over the line, even though it was directly at odds with the reason he brought Elon Musk into the administration, which was to cut costs and to reduce the deficit. And what Trump is put forward now is doing everything he can to get passed in the United States Senate runs far afoul of what Musk's goal was. And Musk has not stopped or not withered back from criticizing what's happening. So there's lots of conflict points. But at the end of the day, Anton, a lot of us have said this since day one, this was an unlikely marriage from the get-go, one that was likely to hit a massive roadblock. And when the split came, the split was likely to be acrimonious. And we saw that play out yesterday.
The other area, of course, where it has a significant implication is in relation to Musk's company, SpaceX, because in essence, the role that used to be provided by NASA is now provided almost exclusively by SpaceX. And Donald Trump was quick to suggest that cancelling those contracts would save a lot of money. And Musk called his bluff by saying, well, will I decommission all of our rockets immediately?
Yeah, he fired right back. Trump pulled that out. I think both men were angry yesterday. I think in some levels, surprisingly, perhaps, Donald Trump was the more restrained of the two. But Musk certainly went for the jugular. And then later on, his tweets got slightly more conciliatory. He started sending slightly more conciliatory messages. When he said to someone else on X, he said, perhaps we won't stop with SpaceX, because he had said, look, we'll just pull back entirely. And the notion out there was that maybe we'll let cooler heads prevail. And indeed, I heard Elon Musk's father saying that basically this will blow over. Who knows what to make of his sentiments? But he said this is two alpha males blowing off some steam. And this ultimately, they'll reach some sort of accord. Again, I wouldn't try to get into the minds of either one of these individuals when trying to assess how this will work out at a personal basis. And of course, their personal relationship, whether we like it or not, will have profound consequences for the United States and for the rest of the world.
What questions does it raise from a national security perspective to have an individual as capricious as Elon Musk be the sole provider of the kind of space transport that SpaceX provides, particularly when he has shown himself willing to pull the plug if it suits him?
Yeah, absolutely massive concerns, I think, at every level. And that's why this partnership has been as odd and unlikely. It has been unwise at every level. And it shows how Donald Trump, is willing not just to shred conventions, but to shred, the way business is done in the United States for all sorts of very good reasons, and to put the United States and its people potentially at great risk. Obviously, we have Musk, who's motivated by the bottom line, but also somebody who, again, we saw his erratic behavior last year. We hear the allegations of drug use, et cetera. To have this guy in the inner circle and privy to so much data and privy to, as you say, to having these contracts, which give him a tremendous scope and power, this is dangerous at every level. So while we might be at one level enjoying the spat between the two of them, again, this is a very, very serious matter.
The other thing that Musk said when he was lashing out was he's been reported as having said that Donald Trump, as a message to Republicans, that Donald Trump is going to be there for another 3.5 years. Musk is likely to be there for another 40. And the implication being his wallet will be with him for that 40-year period. So who do you want on side and who do you not? It seems to be fitting in what's becoming an ever louder drumbeat of there's only a certain limited amount of time in all of this left in terms of the Trump administration and possibly MAGA.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, one of the reasons that's been speculated as to why Trump got out of the gate so quick was that he knows he has a limited time span in which to do things. Now, of course, there are, several willing successors to the Trump throne who, although their personas might be quite different, the agenda mightn't be altogether very different. Of course, J.D. Vance is one of those on the list. The CNN commentator who could emerge on the political stage yet, Scott Jennings, is another. So there are others who might carry forward the Trump legacy. But on the flip side, if you have somebody like Elon Musk, who's going to hang around and has all of that money, he can bring tremendous influence to bear. And that's why Republicans are nervous about this. And who knows, maybe some Democrats might be willing to roll out the red carpet. And I say that not entirely jokingly, because we're getting to the cancer that is at the heart of American politics and the American system. And that is the role of the almighty dollar. And when you have as much money as Elon Musk has, despite all of the things and all the character flaws and everything else we've said, that means you are de facto a very serious power player. When he says he can be around for the next 40 years, if he wants to, and we had some sense that maybe his time in politics was done, this might give him a fresh energy perhaps, but if he wants to hang around, he most certainly can be a power player, notwithstanding everything we know about him, but money talks in the United States.
Now, the other thing, of course, that he has in addition to money is the X, formerly Twitter, platform. Donald Trump has fallen out with previous members of the administration, some of whom were very powerful, some of whom were very rich. This is the first time that he's fallen out with somebody who buys his ink by the barrel. And Musk went very far out of his way to throw that platform behind Trump to do him a service in the last election. What if he now does the opposite? Will this be the first time that Trump may be hurt in the public opinion that he depends on?
Potentially, yep. And that those are the cards that, to use Trump's expression, those are the big cards that Elon Musk has. No question about it. He can bring tremendous amount of influence to bear through social media. On the flip side, the Trump cards that he will say he has is that, look, Musk remains very unpopular in the United States. Whatever people outside the U.S. think of this, Trump remains relatively quite popular, and certainly among a certain segment of the population, which is large, he is extremely popular. If this were to come down tomorrow to who wins the battle at least politically speaking. In the short term, it's probably Donald Trump. But in the longer term, again, I think that's what Musk is signaling. He has a lot of cards to play, too. So the stakes here are very high. And that's why, just like with everything in American politics, there are a lot of people who have allegiance, who have dual allegiances here, and whose livelihoods and whose existences are predicated upon what was an unlikely alliance. And that's why yesterday we saw them so desperate to try to preserve these things and kept saying, please, guys, back down, get in a room, talk this through, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how likely that is to happen, one just doesn't know, because, again, trying to predict what either Elon Musk or Donald Trump will do on a day-to-day basis is a fool's errand.
What about the contracts? Because we've already seen the financial gains and losses that Musk has made from his relationship with Donald Trump. The value of Tesla nearly doubling on the back of the election because he was seen to be close to the administration and would therefore benefit from it. And then it lost 14% in value in a single day, coming to nearly a quarter of $1 trillion of lost value for the company. That's significant and will be greatly exacerbated if things like federal subsidies and state contracts to Tesla and to X, or rather to SpaceX, are severed.
Yeah. Again, absolutely. That's another Trump. That's another card that Trump could play, and certainly Musk stands to lose. Musk is still in. If you look at it in an overall sense, Musk is still up in terms of the Trump and Musk marriage, as it were. Musk is still up out of the bargain, but of course that could change. And again, we're just going to have to watch and see how this plays out, because nobody exactly knows whether Musk or Trump will pivot back. And I think what would be interesting to note today and tomorrow and the coming days is whether Trump remains restrained or whether he does go for the jugular in terms of these government contracts. That will be the thing to watch. I don't know how much more Musk can do at this stage. Musk said an awful lot yesterday. What Trump does now will be fascinating to watch.
What do you think are the chances that he will implement what is being reported as Steve Bannon's recommendation and rescind Musk's citizenship and deport him?
I view that as extremely unlikely, but again, I wouldn't make any prediction one way or another. Donald Trump is volatile. Some days some people have his ear, some days other people have his ear. It is clear that Musk ruffled feathers within the administration and with some of Trump's allies, Steve Bannon, perhaps above all else. So what Trump ultimately decides, God only knows what that will be. But what I will say here, Anton, is, as we watch this play out, isn't it just a sad reflection on where the American polity is right now, that we have a social media battle between the most powerful man in the world and the richest man in the world, which much of us are looking on as spectacle, which has dramatic consequences. Yet this is where we are in American democracy. None of this really touching on the vast problems and the serious problems facing the people of the United States. And instead, all this does is illustrate all that is wrong with our systems at every level, our political system, our economic system, et cetera, in the United States. It's laughable at once in one sense, but it's profoundly sad in another.
That's a sentiment being expressed by a lot of texts coming in, Larry, like the one that says, the richest man in the world and the most powerful man in the world at war with each other and played out live online. It's like a bad Marvel movie and a depressing reminder of the times we live in. Larry Donnelly, thank you so much. That's Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.